Hi there. Welcome to this sober coaching message for the Sobriety Starter Kit. In this message, I want to talk to you about why it's incredibly important that you take it easy and focus on self-care when you're in the early days of quitting drinking. And here's why. When you finally decide that you're ready to get out of the awful cycle of drinking and trying to quit drinking and then drinking again, you want to make sure that this time you are successful. And to be successful, to get through day 3 and day 4 and your first weekend in months or years without a drink, you need to bubble up and remove as many sources of stress and overwhelm, of aggravation and resentment. You need to get rid of as many triggers and pressures as possible. You need to rest. You need to lower your bar. You need to stop trying to take care of everything and everyone and start taking good care of yourself. Seriously, in order to do this successfully, I want you to lower the bar and then lower it even more. I'm Casey McGuire Davidson. I'm a certified life coach who works with women who are reevaluating their relationship with alcohol and have decided that drinking isn't working in their lives anymore. You can find out more about my work and additional support resources at my website, hellosomedaycoaching.com. And you can also sign up for my free Sober Girl's Guide to Quitting Drinking at sobrietystarterkit.com. In the guide, you'll find my 30 tips for your first 30 days, as well as lists and links to free resources that'll help you get started in quitting drinking. So I want you to know that quitting drinking or stopping drinking or trying to see what your life looks like without alcohol in it for an extended period of time is a major undertaking that requires a singular focus for a while and also requires that you eliminate stress and overwhelm as much as you possibly can. It is worth it. It gets so much better. And you want to know what your life looks like and feels like when you're not constantly thinking about drinking or waking up with a headache. But once you take the alcohol out of your system, your body will quite literally be recovering from having it in your system for so long. You will be tired. You will be really, really tired. And extreme self-care is required. If you go too hard, if you try to do too much, if you keep going at the pace you were going when you were drinking to dull your senses enough to make it all okay and fade away at the end of the day, you won't get to the good part. And I can guess what your days might look like right now. You probably work really hard every day to accomplish a lot. You're smart, capable, and productive. You take care of people. You manage work deadlines and finances, business trips and family vacations, school conferences and daycare pickups. You have a full calendar and an overflowing to-do list. You're doing all the things, and then you're coming home and drinking to numb out all the things. And at the end of the day, you're desperately craving that glass or that bottle of wine. You're stuck in an unhealthy cycle, and drinking is probably getting in the way of your best life. And you probably know deep down that walking away from alcohol may be the best thing you'll ever do for yourself, for your health, for your happiness, and for your quality of life. But it's not easy. You've tried to cut back or take a break or moderate your drinking before, and you haven't been able to make it stick. So here's what I want you to do this time. I want you to pretend that you have the flu. I want you to stay on the couch or in your bed as much as possible. Rest, sleep, read, watch bad TV, go for a slow walk, and get some fresh air. Your homework right now is to take a look at your current to-do list and take stuff off of it, like a lot of stuff, for your entire first month. Anything beyond what you absolutely must do to not lose your job and keep your family alive, I want you to take off the table. You need to ask for help. Don't volunteer for the field trip, the work project, the organization of the baby shower, or the surprise birthday party. Don't decide that this is the day, the week, or the month to organize your finances for the first time in ages. Find someone else to do the carpool duty or the big presentation. Beg off of the weekend family reunion or the 40th birthday party or the company picnic. I know you don't think you can do this. You feel like you have to do this stuff. You have to go. You think it's important. You feel obligated and like it will look bad if you don't go. But if you had the flu, if you had a fever or you were throwing up, you wouldn't go. So don't go now. You are quitting drinking. And if you do it right, you only have to do this once. Now is not the time to start a huge diet. Now is not the time to dump all of your wardrobe on your bed and Marie Kondo it up. It's not the time to start a big new endeavor. No new projects and no new responsibilities. Go ahead and lower your bar and then lower it even more. I promise you that after this part is over, you will have more energy, more motivation, and more drive than you've felt in years. You will sleep well. You will wake up and feel good. And then you can do absolutely anything you want to. But for today, you don't have to cook dinner for your kids. Cereal is fine. You can lay under a blanket and watch bad TV. And guess what? Your kids can watch TV too. You can put them to bed and crawl into your bed without doing the dishes. You can cancel the swim lessons this weekend. You can decide not to take them to a play date. You can ask another parent to take your son to soccer practice. Your goal is complete and total self-care with bonus points for a little sloth. Baths, sleep, books, relaxation, walks, sober podcast, sober audios, repeat. Take care of yourself first, and then you'll be better able to take care of everyone else. Now, if you're wondering how to actually put this into practice, I'll share how I got through my first weekends in early sobriety. I worked full-time, and I had two little kids at the time I was quitting drinking, as well as a husband who happened to be a principal and a varsity baseball coach who was in season when I finally decided it was time to end my long relationship with wine. So my husband was gone a lot on evenings and weekends. During the weekdays, I pretty much went to work, came home, kept dinner easy, took walks in the middle of the day, emailed my sober coach, listened to sober audios, and instead of diving into a bottle of wine, I headed upstairs as quickly as the kids were in bed for a bath, a book, and a mindless show. I put on my essential oil diffuser, I got into my PJs, and I set myself up with a big mug of tea. But on the weekends, I needed to fill up my day, so I had some structure, but with activities that were oriented around self-care and ones that wouldn't make me feel triggered, resentful, overworked, or overwhelmed. So in those early days, when I was just getting sober momentum, in my first weeks and my first month, on the weekends, I would take my kids to my gym. They had a childcare room where you could have your kids play for 2 hours for $4 a visit. My daughter was 2 and my son was 8. They had toddler toys and slides and dollhouses and play kitchens and a ping pong table and movies and video games for the older kids. I would go there in the early afternoon to recharge my body and my mind for the witching hours ahead. For the next 2 hours, sometimes I would swim long, slow laps in the pool. not really for exercise, but rather to listen to my breathing in the water. It felt meditative, and it seemed to calm me. Sometimes I just sit in the hot tub or the steam room, and sometimes I just sit in the lounge area and read or rest. I also sometimes would just take a shower alone and put on my makeup and take 2 hours to take care of myself. After the 2 hours were up, I'd go to the smoothie bar and get smoothies for me and the kids. My favorite was chocolate peanut butter. It was a sweet treat with some protein, and it would fill me up. The kids had played. They'd gotten out of the house. I'd had some time to myself with quiet. We all had something filling in our bellies. And I could return home for the evening and let the kids watch TV while I listened to a sobriety podcast or audio message. I could feed us pasta and go to bed when they went to bed. And that's what worked for me in early sobriety. I canceled stuff too. I decided to put off my taxes. I decided not to break my daughter of her pacifier. I declined girls' night out and instead cuddled up at home with my cats and a chick flick. Instead of dinner parties with friends where the wine would be flowing, I got pedicures and massages and drank smoothies and got takeout pizza and sushi. It didn't last forever, but I never would have made it through my first week, my first weekend, or my first 2 weeks if I didn't slow down, step back, and reevaluate my commitments. So now it's time for you to think about what you're not going to do. What are you going to take off your list? What responsibility or projects are you going to let go just a little bit longer? Quitting drinking is a big deal, and it just needs to be your number one focus for a while. You don't want to do this part, the hardest part, over and over again. You don't want to try to quit drinking and fail. You don't want to be stuck in this cycle any longer than you need to be. I know it feels counterintuitive, but you need to really slow down to spring forward. You need to just get through the first days without drinking. Day 2 and day 4, day 6 and day 8, your first weekend, and then your second weekend. Getting through each day is like putting a brick in a barrier wall you're building between yourself and drinking. And just by getting through an entire day and an entire night without drinking, you get to put a new brick in that wall. And as the wall gets higher, as you put more bricks in the wall, the stronger the wall will be and the stronger you will be. Each day, add a new brick. Just put a new check mark next to the day as you climb into bed and put your head on the pillow. It may feel like you're doing absolutely nothing, like you're accomplishing absolutely nothing. And I know that's hard for us who are overachievers and pride ourselves on being productive and checking things off our to-do list. We pride ourselves on being efficient and accomplishing a lot and multitasking. But you're not doing nothing. You are doing something incredibly hard and incredibly important. One of my private coaching clients told me that she felt embarrassed rather than proud when she thought about what she had accomplished in her first 30 days. She felt like all she had done in the evenings is come upstairs, take a bath, put on her bathrobe, and watch a show or read a book. And I told her that this was the work. She was doing the work. She was accomplishing something big every single day. She got to the end of the day and went to bed and didn't drink. And this was something she was trying to do for 2 years. She got to put a green check mark against the day, a gold star. This was big, and she did it. So that's all you need to accomplish in the early days. Anything else is a bonus. You are building a strong brick wall that will shield you from really unhealthy habits that suck your energy and your confidence, your health and your self-esteem. So one more brick in that wall is important, and you need to take really good care of yourself to add that brick. So do what you need to do. Eat the junk food, binge watch the show, Take a walk at work, even though you have a ton of projects. Go to bed early. Let the kids watch TV. Get a babysitter. Take a nap. Ask your partner for help. Go for a slow swim. Listen to hours of the Bubble Hour podcast. Listen to hours of my sober audios. Listen to other podcasts that you like or books on tape. The Armchair Expert, a sober audiobook like The Unexpected Joy of Being Sober, like Tired of Thinking About Drinking or Blackout. Get through the day. Take it easy and be so proud of yourself. Now to make this actionable, send me an email and let me know what you're not going to do this week. What are you going to take off your to-do list? I'd love to hear from you. You can do this, and it's worth it.